here's the beautiful thing about it. You can develop an internal motivation. You can develop an internal drive.
Winning habits, winning routines, and a winning mindset.
You're the main character of your own life story.
Welcome to the Susan Sly Project, where entrepreneurs rule, startups launch, and the side hustle becomes the main hustle. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Susan Sly.
All right. Hey, what is up, side hustlers all over the world? First and foremost, I want to thank you for listening to the show. We're now in 112 countries, and that's all thanks to all of you. And by all means, you know, if you hear a show and it really ignites you, please, we would love it if you share on social media. Go ahead and tag me, Susan Sly on Instagram, on Twitter at Susan_Sly, on Facebook at Susan Sly Live. And I would love that. Couple quick announcements. Number one, we have our amazing annual event. It is going to be online this year. Obviously, COVID, I don't need to go into that at all. But this really allows people from all over the world, all of you, to check it out. So this event is going to happen September 25th and 26th. It is going to start at noon Pacific. We're using some really cool embedded DVR technology, so you can start up to 4 hours later and still get that live experience. We have people like my next guest, who you're going to hear from today. We have the amazing Dave Asprey. Dave is a Silicon Valley guru. He created Bulletproof Coffee, New York Times bestselling author. We have Dennis Yu. He is a global Facebook expert. He was on CNN twice last year. He's been on my show several times. He's like my brother. I cook him dinner Sundays at Susan. That's going to be my YouTube retirement channel. We'll get to that. And we have the incredible Casey Adams. He's got the top show for Gen Z in the world, the top podcast. We have Kieran O'Brien. He's going to be teaching you how to maximize your Instagram ads. We have my incredible daughter, Avery Sly. She's going to be teaching on TikTok and all the platforms where you can optimize video and so much more. So check it out. It is UMEonline.live. Next thing, I do live coaching for side hustlers and only for people who are on my list. So go to susansly.com, get on the list. I won't spam you, I promise. But you get to be coached by a self-made millionaire, entrepreneur, mom of five for free. I don't even do personal coaching. So only for people on my list, go check it out. So my guest today, he has a YouTube channel. I believe there's now close to 1.3 million subscribers. He is crushing it on TikTok. He is a secret eBay guru. Like, seriously, I'm sure I've already thought of about 12 best-selling books he could write. He and his brother were millionaires at age 16. And on top of it, he is a new mysticist. And we'll talk about what that is if you don't know in just a minute. So Jeffrey from JR Garage, I want to welcome you to the show. Thanks for being here.
Hello, thank you for having me. Congrats on crossing over well over 100 countries. That's insane. I think that maybe more viewership reached than my channel, 100 countries. That's crazy. And I'm so hyped for the event coming up. Glad to be here.
Well, thanks so much. I want to jump in right now. You know, there are people all over the world going, I need to start a business. And in your personal opinion, you've been so wildly successful. Why would you say now is a great time for someone to be thinking about that?
Well, now's a great time because it's easier than ever compared to decades ago where it was actually really challenging. You had to go raise a ton of money. You had to go get a physical store and a physical place to run your business. And there was a lot more steps and hoops to jump through 20 years ago. But now you can start so many businesses for free online. So now is the time to do it. And because we have a lot of time on our hands, especially this year, a lot of people have extra time. So you have the time, you have the ability. There's a lot of like motivation and just people out there who are constantly providing value for free online that you can learn from, and just a lot of motivation and inspiration. I mean, that's where we got a lot of our hustle from early on in the YouTube days when I saw these entrepreneurs posting videos online on YouTube and then with Lamborghinis. I'm like, that's so cool. I want to have that too. So there's a lot of like, entrepreneurship is a new cool wave, and the fact that you can get into it for free now means now is the time. And so better time than ever than now. Best time to be alive as an entrepreneur is right now.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, seriously, like from a startup capital perspective, you know, I did a show on the levels of risk, right? Like, and not everyone can tolerate risk. And I know you, despite what people may think, are extremely risk averse and, you know, extremely. Yeah. And yet, you know, here you are, you know, with all of your successful ventures. I want to ask you, if someone's listening right now and they're like, I want to start a business, but I don't really have a lot of startup capital. Where would you suggest they begin to explore some different ideas for what they should do?
Yeah. So it all depends what you like to do, but know what your like personality type is, know what your passions are, because that'll drive you into one of many different fields. So get out there, know what you like, go experience some things. But early on for us, one of the best things I would say, if you like physical things and like the flipping game, Gary Vee is constantly pushing the flip game, the yard sale flip game. That's what we kind of got into from day one, like back in 2008, I'd say, when I was like 9 years old. My brother and I started going to like pawn shops and like antique shows. And then that led into like coin shows. Once we figure out, hey, we like all these like old collectibles, but we really like old coins and currency. So that led into that business. But you can get into, so that can start for free or just a couple bucks with your first flip, or and then you can get into YouTube completely for free. You can get into social media marketing. You can go run companies' ads and they'll start paying you right away. And you could start that for free. You could start a podcast for free. There's so many different things you can do. So just know your personality type and know your strengths and go from there. But there's a lot you can do. We started with flipping and YouTube.
It's so funny you mentioned flipping. So Diana, who's the president of the agency, you met her. She just bought on Facebook Marketplace this gaming table. Mm-hmm. And she was like, this looks really cool. It's kind of like this Moroccan vibe. And she bought it for $400, including the four chairs. She just had it appraised. It's worth $15,000.
That's what I'm talking about. There's so many good deals out there. So many people don't have the time to get the every last penny out of their item. They just want quick cash. So if you're a buyer who's going to pick it up, get it out of their way, pay them cash, they'll take it and they'll move on. And you can look at the upside and make some big money if you know what you're doing.
Let's talk about long game versus short game, because you and your brother are still in the coin business. And we'll talk about that in just a second. But there are people out there, sadly, like I had my first online business in 95, like before you were born. I was like the OG life coach. You know, if you go on the way back, my website was called Making Fitter Bodies, and you can still see it. It's still on there. And I've been doing this for a really long time. And there are a lot of people listening who are like, I just want to make some easy money. But can you talk about, you've got to be consistent. Like, you guys put out new content all of the time, whether it's on TikTok or YouTube. Like, this isn't just, I put out some videos and I hope I have success.
Yeah. So many people are just, I want the quick cash. I just want to solve my money issues. I want to just make $1 million so quick, because part of it on social media, everybody makes it seem so easy, but really behind the scenes, it is not that easy. That's just the highlight reel. So it is all about the long-term game. People think we're like short-time overnight successes because of our age. Like, I'm 21 years old. They look at all of our cars, my brother and I, and they look at money in the bank account. And they go, oh, you've made it. It must be really quick because you're so young. They don't realize we started at 5 years old with a lemonade stand that was making a few grand a summer. But then that led into the numismatics business. And that really got going. That was starting in 2008. So I was at 9 years old. That was 12 years ago. This isn't overnight. This is my whole life. This is over half of my whole life running this business. So it is about the consistency, showing up every day. But the key is doing something that you love. If you love it, like they say, it never feels like work. I've never shown up to coin business and thought, oh, I got to ship out all these orders. Oh, this is such a pain in the butt. No, I love what I do. So it never feels like work. So putting in those insane hours every single day, showing up every single day, it wasn't too hard for us. That's why I say, know yourself, know your passions, do something that you want to do. So that's a lot easier to put in the outrageous number of hours that it takes.
Yeah. Even before we started recording the show, you and I were talking, and I had this whole, I guess it was probably, you know, I don't know, it was around when COVID started. Mm-hmm. And I think you were even at my house, and Casey was like, I don't think this is going to last that long. And I'm like, dude, no, like this is where, you know, and we have to start to think about things differently. And I remember not long after that, I just sat down one Sunday morning and I grabbed my journal and I'm like, what am I really passionate about? And if I am going to be at home, like all my businesses, I've run from home. I've been working from home for like, I don't know, 15 years. Like if I could do one thing and not even care about making money from it. And I really missed radio. I used to be on radio every week. And I was like, why am I not coming back to my show and really expanding that global reach and inspiring, like my goal this year is to inspire 10,000 people all over the world to either start a side hustle or grow their side hustle. And I was like, why aren't I doing it? And I made that commitment. And because it doesn't, for me, doing the show doesn't feel like work. It's so much fun, right? So I get exactly what you're saying. You mentioned the step behind the scenes. You know, someone, Lily Singh, I read her book. She did 4 unique videos a week on 2 separate YouTube channels for 4 years that hardly anyone watched. And then a couple of years ago, she was the highest paid woman YouTuber in the world. I think she made like 12 million that year. Can you, you know, I watch JR Garage videos. I love them. Can you walk us through the process? Because people see the finished product, but it's not like you just go shoot that in 3 minutes and you're done.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Some people think, yeah, oh, it's easy. It's a 10-minute video. What does it take? A couple hours to edit. No, the behind the scenes on YouTube, especially if we're talking behind the scenes, is ginormous to just get the content filmed, then to edit it in post-production, and then to upload to YouTube and do all the titles and thumbnails and ad monetization. That alone takes an hour. Probably all in all done. The video I posted yesterday probably took like 10 or 12 hours for a 10-minute video. It's just crazy how long it takes. And it does take a lot of commitment and time. And in the beginning, guess what? On YouTube, you get no views and you have no subscribers. And it is so hard. And that's why 90-something% of channels just fail immediately and they give up. But the ones that do make it through, there's a pot of gold at the end on YouTube. If you can get over that hump and really start gaining traction, getting a lot of followers like we did, but it took a long time. It took, started the YouTube channel in February. And it wasn't until 2 months later that we even got 1 subscriber. And it wasn't until like 6 months that we broke like 1,000. So it took a long time. I was posting a lot of videos. So, but it goes back to the having fun thing in the beginning. So like, if you're having fun, it's okay. You know, it was a fun thing for us. We didn't care if anybody watched. We had fun making the videos. And then once people started to watch, then it was like even more fun because we were sharing our passion with others. And it was building a community and a family.
That's so cool. And I've seen it like firsthand, or seen when like observed, okay, we're filming content. And then, you know, as you said, there's the post-production piece, but it doesn't stop there because you don't take for granted that, oh, we have a bunch of followers. One of the things I know you do, and I want to get into a bit of the YouTube recipe too, is once the video is coming out, you have a core group of friends you've known forever and you let them know a new video is coming out. They share. There's a lot of hustle that goes into that in terms of organic traffic. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, having a successful launch, the YouTube algorithm will only do so much. So it's really important that you spread the word of that video, or you share it on other platforms. That's huge. Like every single time a video goes live, we're sharing it on Instagram. And then if we're really getting fancy, we give a little snippet on TikTok. And then that leads to like, if you read them on a cliffhanger on TikTok, they'll want to come watch the rest of the video. So I did that on one video and it led to like thousands of more people coming over, which is great. But the core group of friends, of course, if like Kieran just posted a video, so I really helped promote that video and he helped promote my video in return. So we're always going back and forth with each other. And that's why it's important to have a great community, group of friends around you, close friend group that will help you with what you're doing. So that's key because you can't just rely on the algorithm, because time and time again, YouTube is slacking in that department and they can really hurt your channel. And the video that you spent so long on can get so few views and you feel discouraged and you know, you could slow down on YouTube. So you got to keep the momentum up, and having friends and other platforms to promote them on and good content that's unique and fun is going to help.
Definitely like that redeploying of content. So we started doing Headliner with the show and just taking a snippet of the podcast, putting it up in Headliner, and then I'll deploy it on Twitter and LinkedIn and, you know, everywhere, right? And then we'll redeploy and redeploy. And organically, it's so funny. Our Facebook ads account was hacked, so I couldn't do any advertising, which is crazy. Because one of my businesses, everyone knows, is owning a digital marketing agency, and you can't talk to anyone at Facebook. So I was like, okay, this is really a cool opportunity for us. So let's play a game and see how much organic traffic we can get, even though we can't advertise, even though we can't boost. Right. And I assigned 2 of my staff and I said, your number one thing, all you are focused on doing is this one platform, like our Facebook fan page. And they grew the organic traffic in 1 week of 4,000 more followers. Like, organically. And it was just like, you know, sometimes when we have those challenges, they're great opportunities. I want to ask you about a recipe, because one of the things I noticed about the videos, like much like a movie, there's a recipe, like there's a hero and there's like a villain and then there's the cliffhanger. Like, do you have a recipe for your videos?
We do have a little bit of a recipe. Everyone's got their own unique style, which is so cool. Like, that's what's great. Nobody, like, sure, people say like, oh, get on YouTube and just do what the big people are doing and put your own little twist on it. But especially in the automotive industry, everybody's got their unique little style that they like to do. But some good things, some good ingredients that we like to include on the recipe. Of course, an intriguing thumbnail is going to help. Intriguing thumbnail and title. You got to get them to click on your video. That's step number one. If you don't do that, they're not even going to watch anything. So get a good title in there. You know, make sure you get some keywords. Fill it up pretty good. Not like two words. Don't say vlog two. You know, that's not going to do it. Put a nice description of what you're doing, something intriguing. Get a nice thumbnail. And then we always have a little 5 or 10 second hook, something intriguing in the video that makes them want to watch the whole thing. Just like any TV show does, you know, they all put something interesting in the first 30 seconds. And then we have a little intro and then we get on to the rest of the video. But we always keep it fun, positive throughout the entire video. No curse words. You don't want to be doing that on YouTube. They will like threaten to demonetize you. It's not good. And then just keep it real upbeat and fun throughout the video. And keeping it always something happening every second. If there's a slow pause, you got to edit that part out because it gives them a chance to click off. You want them to stay on your video because audience retention is huge on YouTube.
So much like a Marvel movie, you know, with Stan Lee will pop out. Like, mm-hmm. Do you have any Easter eggs in your videos that I've missed? I might have missed them.
Yeah, you always got to have fun little things that like some people pick up on. That's always fun because what they'll do when they find that Easter egg or they find that funny little joke is they'll go down to the comment section and say like, haha, that, you know, that was so funny, or this timestamp, like that was great, or good editing, or I caught that. And then what that does is it creates more engagement, more comments, more likes on YouTube is going to help your video even more. So the more you can get of that, the better your video is going to do in the algorithm. So all those things are key, but yeah, those are fun.
That's awesome. What would you say to someone, you know, sometimes I meet a lot of people and they're like, I'm so nervous even just to create a 1 minute video and put it on my Facebook personal page, or, you know, what do you say to someone who feels intimidated to put themselves out there on social?
Right. It's always a little weird, especially on YouTube, because that's like, whoa, video format, people are watching you. It's not just posting a picture. You know, that's one thing, you're static. This is you live, like on the video. It's it can be a little daunting, even for us starting out. It's always so weird, like when you go to edit your first video and like you hear yourself and you're like, oh, do I sound like that? And like, oh, am I weird or something? Like, I don't want to be awkward on video and all that stuff. But like, it's only awkward if you make it awkward. Like, it's fine. And it's, everyone's first videos are always a little funny and like a little goofy. And you look back and you kind of laugh. And our videos included too. I was just a little more like, just not as animated and happy and fun about it, just because I was like unsure. You know, I didn't know who my followers was. I was just talking to like the world. But you got to get over that, and just it's a learning curve for YouTube. Just know that in the following months, you're gonna have more followers and you're gonna be able to engage with people. It's gonna feel like you're talking more to like a family or friends than just random people. So that's gonna help. As time goes on, it will get better. I know it's a big hump in the beginning, but you got this. And if you do not show your face, you do not want to talk at all, then you can do a YouTube channel where no one sees your face. They just hear your voice, or you pay an animator.
Like that woman with the toys. She makes a ton of money. All she does is like play with toys or open toys or something. Like, it's
exactly. And you've probably seen those like history lists, like top 10 greatest military accomplishments by the US. And they'll just be animating. They'll be having an animation and just voiceover animation. And you can make big money off ad revenue off those. So if you're not wanting to show your face or your voice, then you can write the scripts for other people to animate, you know, videos like that. Top 10 lists are huge. History things are huge. So you can do that too. That's the beauty of YouTube.
There's Earthquake Guy. I like Diana showed me Earthquake Guy, and he just talks about like the fault lines, and you know, he probably has a PhD and sits in like some little corner, but you never see his face.
That is the beauty of YouTube. You can do either one. So
do you ever feel like, because you guys have a pretty solid production schedule in addition to the other businesses you run, do you ever like go, what am I going to do this week? Like, how do you come up with the fresh ideas? How do you motivate yourself when it's like, it just feels like you've got a lot going on and you know your fans are hungry for more content? How do you do that?
Right. As I'm sure you can relate to, you know, your fans always want more content, but you also want to make sure it's up to quality. Like, some people say like, oh, you need to daily vlog on YouTube to be successful every single day. Just pump content out there. But I would disagree with that a little bit, because quality over quantity on YouTube, you still want to be posting often. If you don't post right now, the YouTube algorithm favors at least once or twice a week for posting. That's a lot for some people. Hard for us to keep up with. We try to post at least once a week, but ideally 2 times a week. But that works for us. That works for us. We can keep up the content. We can keep up the quality at that rate. But anything more, it'd be challenging. So we try to strike that fine balance between quality, quantity, and we know our fans are always hungry for more. We could post every day probably, but it doesn't work for our life schedule and the rest of the stuff that we have to do. So it's always hard to strike a balance.
Was there one video you guys produced that you kind of thought, oh, we don't know, and then it actually became really successful?
Most of the ones that go crazy viral, you kind of have a feeling that they're going to do okay. Are big ones that have 20 plus million views. The driving the supercars, the high school series, they always did the best, because who doesn't want to see Ferraris and Lamborghinis roll from high school? It's every kid's dream, right? So a lot of those get millions and millions of views, and they always have. But there's definitely been a couple where it's like, we thought this was a good video, but it definitely blew up. I think picking up my teacher from elementary school. He was very motivational. Yeah, he was very motivational younger in our lives. I remember we'd always talk cars. I'd be like, hey, Mr. Platt, I'm going to own a Lamborghini one day. And he's like, yes, you will. You know, keep your mind to it. Very like encouraging. So going back when I actually had the Lamborghini and giving him a ride and he was still there 10 years later was like amazing. And that got like 4 million views. I wasn't expecting it to do that well, but I guess people really enjoyed that one.
Yeah, I loved that one. And just that sense of, you know, from his perspective, pouring greatness into someone. And I know you with your fans are like, you mentioned swearing, like you don't, not maybe you just wouldn't swear in front of me, but I've never seen you swear.
Never.
You invite your fans for meetups. You are so inspiring to, you know, literally millions and millions and millions of young people all over the world. Right. And now transitioning a little bit, I love your TikToks and the new mysticism. Like that's, so let's talk about that. You happen to have this gift and this hobby of like being able to read serial numbers on bills and coins and knowing their exact value. Like, how did that start?
Yeah, everyone's because you think of like, oh, coin collecting, like my grandpa coin collects and all these old people in my family, but young people, it is very rare. It's kind of much less common in the younger community, but we're trying to change that. But anyway, we got interested in it in 2008. In the summer of 2008, my aunt in Montana gave me and my two brothers little Indian head pennies, just these old little coins. And she's like, here, you know, these are worth a little something, you know, check them out. So she gave us each one. And then when we got home, we're like, these are so cool. Like, I didn't know this existed. They were from 1903. So they were over 100 years old. And immediately I said, okay, where can I buy more things? So I like went on eBay. I went, and then we eventually went to our first coin show the next week. And then we bought $50 with coins. And that's like a lot of money when we were 9 years old. But we bought $50 worth of coins. And then we flipped those online for probably like $100, $150. And we're like, okay, wait a second. There's profit to be made here. And then from there on out, every single day, we were just absorbing as much information as we could, learning from these mentors who were very happy to impart their knowledge because they knew they weren't going to live forever. And they knew their time was, you know, running out. So they wanted to share their knowledge with the next generation and get us into coins even more. So that was great. And we love it. And that's kind of what we do. I could nerd out all day about old coins and currency, as you see me do whenever I'm over to your place.
I know. It's so like, it's like a party trick, right? So we'll just like pull out bills and say to Jeffrey, okay, what, you know, and like one of the things I love about what you've done on TikTok is empowering these kids, right? Which is amazing. And just showing them what money is worth. And I love your TikTok because it's edutainment. Like I don't, you know, no offense, Avery and Diana were dancing in the office the other day, and I don't need to see another dance video. Not props to the people who are doing that. That's great. But I love that you're actually teaching kids something, and not just kids, adults. I learn every video I watch of yours. And I guess, you know, that's going to be part of your legacy. But I want to ask you, eBay is a whole different animal. Like, you spend a lot of time, yeah, you know, with the coins on eBay. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, eBay is a great platform, and we got on it very early. Like I said, it's one of those businesses you can start with $0. So you can start to flip game on eBay for free. You don't need to host your own website. Like, Shopify and stuff is great, but it costs $29, $39, $59 a month, depending on what plan you're getting. Like, that adds up. And if you're just starting out, that is a tough pill to swallow. But eBay, it's free. Sure, you pay a little bit in fees, but if you're doing a small amount of transactions, it's no big deal. So we got started on eBay long, long time ago, much younger than we were allowed to by their terms and conditions. But it was great because it was so good because, like, nobody knows your age when you're on eBay. It's you're behind this online cloak. Nobody knows that I was 10 years old shipping out these orders. So it was great in that regard. And you're able to reach the entire country all with a click of a button. So sure, you pay a few, you know, 10% to eBay, but you just mail out the items and it works out great. You don't need a physical store. So we've done, oh my gosh, like almost 200,000 transactions now, most of them on eBay. We're looking to slowly get away from eBay. Now that we're the size where we can have our own websites, we're doing that. We just launched a couple new websites that are off eBay so that we don't have to pay the fees anymore. And we can get doing our own things and more direct branding with our own company. So pros and cons, but definitely eBay is a good platform. Been on for a long time.
That's phenomenal. I know there are going to be thousands of people listening who are like, yeah, I'm doing it. I'm going on eBay. I'm going to start to flip. There's a lot of stuff I want to purge out of my closet. And I've been saying, like, for a long time, I'm like, I just need to go on eBay and just have Susan's Closet will be like the,
that's a great store ID. Susan's
Closet. I'm doing it. Levy, you are very fiscally conservative, and a lot of people see the cars, right? And the airplane, and, you know, they think you have this, I guess, like, baller personal life, but, you know, I love, and we won't get into that, you know, behind the scenes, I want everyone to know, Sundays with Susan, or sometimes it's Saturdays with Susan, which will eventually be my YouTube channel because I cook for different people on the weekends. But Jeffrey's, like, corporately structured. He's very, you know, smart with his money. He's not doing debt. And there are a lot of people who think that to live this life where they're going to go buy a Ferrari or a McLaren or whatever, that, you know, they're going to go into a lot of debt, but you don't do that. So can you talk about that? Like, you know?
Yeah, not at all. We are definitely lean and mean. We just starting out so small. My dad always said when we were younger, creep, crawl, walk, run. Just start out very slowly. Like I always say, do not, if you're super young, if you're older and you can get funding and you got a great idea, that's one thing. But if you're really little, don't think you need to ask your parents for thousands of dollars to be able to start your business. Don't say, Dad, I need this new camera so that I could be a YouTuber. No, your camera is right here. It's your phone. You can start, like I said, so many businesses with $0. So that's why I preach that so much, because you can really get into trouble. If you're young and you dump thousands of dollars into something, every dollar you have, and it doesn't work out, which a lot of businesses don't work out, then you could really hurt yourself financially moving forward. So we've always been very, very conservative starting out, like $50 to start the coin business. That was it. And then we grew it from there, and never having many employees or overhead, none of that. Just we started just out of our little bedroom back in Virginia. And of course we've grown from there, but that's important. And is with cars too. You're right. People see the cars and they're like, Lamborghinis, Ferraris, airplanes. What in the world? These kids must be blowing all their cash going into so much debt financing these cars. For starters, we don't finance them. I kind of wish we could, because I'd much rather use the bank's money than my money just sitting there tied up in a car. But it is nice that we don't have any debt on the cars too. So we own them outright. But all the cars we buy are good deals. They're flips. You know, we're talking about flips. We could easily flip them for profits. So they're not losing any money. They're making us money. They're building the JR Garage brand, and we're having fun with them at the same time. So it's like the perfect trifecta, and nothing is a loss. We've never lost money on a car so far. So the frugality goes with the cars too, hacking car deals and making smart decisions there.
Yeah. I love how you guys think it through, like you and your brother. And I think that you know, from that perspective, you know, I love Dave Ramsey, you know, and it's like, if I could do a do-over, the fans know, like, I was a millionaire at 24. Like, I started my first business at 11, but I was stupid with my money, right? Like, I was so stupid. And if I could go back in time, I'd be doing things differently, but I don't have regrets. It's like, what can I do and move forward? Right. And you guys look for deals on cars. And in fact, my next car I buy, I'm like taking you with me. Uh-huh. Like, I'll cook you whatever you want. Uh-huh. It won't be spicy though, I promise. So, but yep. You live your life like this too. And, you know, from that place of being super conservative, where does that come from?
I think just growing up with no money, it kind of taught you very early on to not be reckless with money because you don't have it and you got to be smart with it. So I think that's something that formed us in the entrepreneurs, my brother and I are today. And I'd love for him, you know, if he was here too, he'd definitely hop on and share the stories, but he's out working on cars at the warehouse. But like growing up, geez, I mean, looking back, it was like money was tight. Now, what I always tell people, somebody always has it worse. No matter how bad you think you have it, there's somebody with a far worse situation. So we're very lucky that our parents were very like supportive of, yes, go chase your entrepreneurial dreams and go do that, you know, because they saw how happy we were. And that was great. And some people don't have that opportunity, but we definitely didn't have the opportunity of money, but it was great. Like I said, it's formed us in the entrepreneurs we are today because our parents shared with us like knowledge, which they had unlimited of, and it was free. Versus, you know, capital funding, which I'm glad they didn't because we had to learn how to bootstrap our business from day one. Like, so that's, I say, definitely where it came from. And I haven't lost it. People say, oh, when you make millions of dollars, you'll forget about those times and you'll be going to Gucci the next day and stuff. And no, I never will. I never will change. I don't think there's any amount of money, even when I'm a billionaire, Susan, I don't think I'll be changing my ways and just being reckless with money. I don't think it'll ever change. I don't know.
Sam Walton became one of the richest people in the world and he didn't change, you know, and I think that frugality is kind of the new Gucci, right? Like a lot of people, you know, I love Gucci too and I have it, right? But I, you know, a lot of people think that if I wear something or whatever, it's that, you know, it's going to make me have more value. And one of the things I respect about you, and I've said, you know, of all the Virginia boys, you're going to be the first billionaire because you value yourself without like Balenciaga shoes or, you know, whatever the case is. Yeah, we'll go thrift store shopping.
Right.
At some point.
All those cool brands are great. And if you're one that like gets huge, huge satisfaction out of buying something like that, and it like makes you chase the next thing and the next $1 million, and like you reward yourself a little bit like that, I guess that could be okay. But just remember, when you buy one of those items, they're losing value. So our like reward to ourselves is maybe buying a car, and from that we're going to make money. So there's a little bit of a difference, you know, get something that rewards you, but like you can make money from it. I don't know. Go get a little rental property where you get a house, but you can make money renting it out or something like that. Reward yourself with a smart thing.
Yeah. Let your money work for you and make more money. Like I always say, like your number one job is to make money. Your number two job is to make your money, make money for you. Yeah. Right. I have a final question for you. 10 years from now, like where are you going to be in 10 years? You've already accomplished so much. You know, you're 31 years old.
21. You say 31?
In 10 years, you're 31.
Oh, yeah. Not 11 right now.
Yeah.
21 now, 10 years from now, it's 31. Wow, that's 2030. You're 2030. Holy smokes. Well, geez, at 31, maybe I'd be married with kids. I don't know. But business-wise, oh boy, we definitely see a lot of potential with the numismatic industry, old coins. There's a lot of people passing on their collections right now. So there's a lot of people getting these coin collections and having no idea what to do with them. So we're looking for a better way for them to be able to sell their items. That's what we've already set up with some of our websites, buying websites, which you're going to help me on. We're putting together we got to do some machine learning, AI to be able to value these coins without me having to personally value them. It kind of just reads and picks up on what's there and calculates offers and makes selling your items simpler than ever. So that we want to continue to grow that, this online virtual coin store that you can sell to. So that's going to be a big one. And then of course that's going to lead to selling more items. So these other two websites, which we've launched in order to sell this inventory to people who are looking to buy or get into the industry, or the people who are looking to get gold and silver. You know, a lot of people are, silver is going, I don't know if you've seen, the silver prices have been going nuts, like up 30% in the past like week. It's up another dollar today. So gold and silver is going pretty crazy right now. So there's a lot of people getting into the industry and getting into real physical assets rather than just US dollars. So it's been busy in that regard. So that's going to continue to grow. We want to keep inspiring people and growing our following and building that lasting legacy on YouTube. And that's what's so nice. Your videos are out there, public and permanent, forever, or at least until YouTube disappears. So that's cool. We can continue to build that legacy, I want to build up millions of more followers, share positivity, good energy, great business ideas, and talk with our following. That's a lot of the things. Yeah, business, life. I want to go travel more. I want to go do more things. You see some amazing things traveling the country. I've done a lot of country traveling, but I need to get around the world more. It opens you up to different cultures, different ideas, and definitely resets your stress and hecticness in life, which often builds up with people, and going out there to unwind definitely helps too. So I want to do all that. I know that was a long-winded answer, but
you will. And we need a book for you too, because I like, you know, one of the things that I feel so fortunate is I don't look at where I'm at in my life and go, oh, I just have so much to like give. I also am like, I have so much to learn. Like, I'm constantly learning. Oh, yeah. I'm obsessed with how we incorporate the AI and the ML to do what you want to do. Like, I think about this, like, yeah, oh, this is so cool, right? Like, how do we solve this problem? And I have to ask a final question now that I've thought of this and you mentioned it. Mm-hmm. What's a road you want to drive on in the world? Any road. Ooh. In the world, and what car?
Wow, I was just watching a YouTube video of a big automotive blogger. He did a road trip from Italy to, I think, somewhere in Germany, went through all like the northern mm-hmm. Italy, Swiss Alps, something over there, the Autobahn. Of course, I definitely want to go on the Autobahn one day, but I also want to explore those European roads, which are just absolutely beautiful. I've never been there, so that would be a cool bucket list for sure. Definitely something in Europe.
I drove from Frankfurt to Paris. Oh. But unfortunately, it was, what year was it? It was like 1999, or maybe it was 98. And I was racing at the World Duathlon Championships, and my friend and I rented a car. Unfortunately, it was a minivan, but it was a European minivan. So we got it up to like 200 miles an hour on the Autobahn. But it was like all these cars are passing us. But like, I'd like to do that drive again, but not in a minivan.
So cool. If I could just transport my green Lamborghini there, we could be going 250 miles an hour on the Autobahn. But that'd be fun. I don't know. Got to get over to Europe and those countries. I see you traveling there all the time, and I'm like, wow, one day I got to automate my business enough where I can get away from it and go travel. That's something.
One of my life goals will be to assist you in automating your business so you can go and do that. I have ideas. I even like have the architecture, I'm sure, on the back of an envelope. Anyway, that's a whole other topic of conversation for our next dinner. Okay, last question. So what am I cooking for you the next time you come over for dinner?
Oh boy, she always makes the best food. Her chili is phenomenal. That could be high on the list. But I hear you just all the flank steak Kieran was talking about, and the Indian food. I don't know. You seem to be able to do it all. So what can you make? My goodness. I'm sure it's all fantastic.
Okay. It won't be
no vegetables in it, and just rice, noodles.
I hide the vegetables in your food. I do.
Yeah, you get them in the chili, I think, but they're so good.
I do. In the cornbread. I hide them everywhere. I'm an old school. Like, if I have a secret, like, talent, it's hiding vegetables in food. So yeah.
Work for me. I can't tell they're in there.
Excellent. Well, anyway, thanks, Jeffrey, so much for being here. Guys, if you're on Spotify, if you're on iTunes, wherever you're listening to this, if this show has helped you in any way, we would love a 5-star review. Share it on your social. Tag us. Tag JR Garage. We would love that. So with that, God bless. Go rock your day. And I will see you in a future episode.
Thanks for letting me join. Good seeing you, and see you soon.
To find out more about Susan or hire her to speak, go to www.susansly.com. You can also find Susan on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn.